sitting in that right now. And Father, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, shout amen with me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And I'm still ministering along the lines of dealing with setbacks, and I have been, wow, long time. But I want you to turn to the 13th chapter. It's important that God's people become established, become grounded. It's good to shout and dance and do all that. That's good. Amen. But we have to be grounded, don't we? Amen. I say we have to be grounded. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, it tells us, having done all to stand, then you are to stand. And then it goes on. We won't go through it, but it tells you what you need to do to stand. In other words, you stand your ground. Amen. Don't give an inch. Don't give an inch. You stand your ground. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Now, before we read in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, we've been talking about some things that we need to do during a setback. And maybe understand what may have caused the setback. In other words, sometimes, and this is not always the case, but sometimes we need to take a look at ourselves to make sure that we have not left a door open for the devil to walk through. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because when you leave your door open, guess what? The flies are going to come in. Amen. So if you want to keep the flies out, keep your door closed. Keep your windows closed. And so you have to understand that he's always looking for a way to get in to cause you some problems. So sometimes we have to take a look at ourselves. I shared with you the other week where in chapter 11, the communion chapter, we can call it, where the Apostle Paul said, chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians, excuse me, the Apostle Paul said that we are to judge ourselves or examine ourselves. And I know that was during communion, the Lord's Supper, but you know what? That's the attitude that we need to have all the time. Whereas, you know, we examine ourselves. Now, again, I have to be careful there because sometimes folk confuse examining themselves or judging themselves with condemning themselves. Amen. See, and God does not condemn you. Amen. Let me say that again. God does not condemn you. What the Holy Spirit does is convict us of our sins, don't he?
Amen.
Amen. He convicts us of our sins. Matter of fact, The Bible says, because we are his children, God will chastise us. He will chastise us like a father does a child. He'll chastise. But a good father don't kill his kid. He don't kill his child. Matter of fact, he don't beat the child up to where the child is bloody and just in a mess. But too many times when things like that happen to us, we blame God for it. And we say, well, you know, God was just chastising me, or this was God's will. No. He is a father. God is our father. Amen? God is our father. Amen. Matter of fact, the Bible says we can cry, Abba, Father, Father, Father. That's the type of relationship that we have with him. He is our father and we are his children. And God loves his children. Amen. But when his children get out of line, God will chastise his children. He will convict them by way of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And God will put his word on you. Amen. Too many times, you know, over since 1969 that when I got saved, you know, I've done things or I was going to do something and I had this check on the inside of me. That was the Holy Ghost saying, no, don't you do that. Or if you went and did something you shouldn't have done, conviction set in and you know you need to repent. Amen. Repentance is still important to the church. Amen. Oh, let me say that again. Repentance is still important to the church, in the church. God is not raising up spoiled children. I'll do what I want to do, when I want to do, how long I want to do, and wherever I want to do. Amen. There's a saying I've heard said. Listen to me. Listen to this real good. Sin will take you further than you want to go. Cost you more than you want to pay. Well, let me say that again. Sin will take you further than you want to go. Cause you to stay longer than you want to stay. And cost you more than you want to pay. Amen. See, sometimes things that we blame on God is just simply bad decisions that we made. Amen. Because you've heard me, I've already ministered on this, but there is a principle of seed time and harvest. Amen. If we sow to the Spirit, we're going to reap what? Eternal life. Amen. We're going to reap what's good. Amen. But if we sow to the flesh, guess what? Death. Hallelujah. So we have to understand it. So God is our Father and he loves us and he convicts us. He don't condemn us. Amen. Hallelujah. Just understand this, and we'll move on. If God wanted to get you, you already got. Because he's God Almighty. If God wanted to get you faster than that, you'd be gone. See, it's the devil that have to work at you little bit by little bit by little bit by little bit, here a little, there a little, you know, to wear you down or try to change your mind. See, amen. Well, praise God. So anyway, let's move on. But we talked about those things, and then I asked a question. I made this statement that we need to ask ourselves sometime: are we the problem? Are we the reason that we're dealing with what we're dealing with? Not because God is condemning us, but maybe because we've made some wrong decisions that we need to get right. Y'all still here?
Amen.
Amen. Maybe we need to change our minds about some things. Maybe some things that we believe to be true is not true at all and does not line up with the Bible, does not line up with God's word. And believe me, there are folks, even in the church, that believe stuff that does not line up with this Bible. Just because we think it's true, don't make it true. But Jesus said we would know the truth, and the truth would make us free or set us free. Can I get an amen on that? Am I preaching good yet? Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Praise God. All right. Now, we started last week talking about the love walk. That's important in the body of Christ. Listen to me. And we're going to get to the scripture. We're going to read a verse. It does not take. Let me say this. You can build and build and build and build 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, something. But a little dissension, a little division can tear it all down.
Amen.
Just like that. You hear me? Amen. It can tear it all down. So we have to make sure that we guard our hearts. It tells us in Proverbs to guard your heart. Guard your heart. Don't allow any bitterness. And we talked about that. To build up and grow on the inside, because whatever is on the inside is what works its way to the outside. Are you still with me?
Amen.
Amen. What's on the inside works its way to the outside. Please don't allow that to happen. Amen.
Amen.
That's the reason the Bible tells us to pray about everything. Amen. Pray about everything. Seek God's guidance in everything. But whatever you do, don't allow bitterness to build up on the inside of you. If that seed of bitterness is there, we want to get that out.
Amen.
Amen. We want to, because we don't want, remember, we got to close all doors to the flies.
Amen.
Got to close all doors to the flies. So if there's any bitterness there, if someone has offended you, forgive them. Forgive them and continue to love them. That doesn't mean you got to be pals and buddies and walk around, see each other every day. Amen?
Amen.
Even people that like each other don't necessarily want to see each other every day. Amen. You know? Amen. But you got to understand, you know, not everybody gonna like you. Not everybody want to be around you. So don't push yourself off on them. But you love them. You pray for them. Are you still here?
Amen.
Praise God. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Drop down to verse 8. Chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians is, some people refer to it as the love chapter. I guess it is the love chapter. Amen. Verse 8 says, love never fails. You see that? Verse 8. Love never fails. If I make a decision that I'm going to love and I'm going to walk in love, no matter how much I'm talked about, no matter how I'm treated, I will always be the winner. I'll always be the winner because I make a decision. I am going to walk in love, and I'm going to love because love will never fail. Love will never fail. That's the reason Jesus said, love your enemy. Help them out if they need help. We might go there later on and read those verses. If they need help, help them out. But you love them. Love them. Now, this is what I was going to say earlier, and I sort of got off a little bit there, but that's the main, listen to me, please don't forget this. That's the main weapon that the devil uses against the body of Christ. If he can get us, hating one another, y'all do know we family. Yeah. Doesn't matter what nationality you are. If you in Christ, we family. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. It needs to be said. If we are in Christ, we are family. Amen. So family is supposed to love one another. Amen. Family is supposed to be good to one another. Yes. Just like we are in our natural families. Now, I know in natural families, you know, you can have some folks that nodding your head already before I ever finish. I know sometimes family members can be contrary, but you still love them. You may not can fellowship with them at family reunion time. You know, you may have to keep your distance because of whatever, but you still love them. You still pray for them. Can I get amen on that? Amen. Everybody, believe me, and without exception, everybody has some contraries in their family. Amen. 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 But they still your family. Amen. They still your family. But guess what? We have a greater family in Christ than we do our natural family. Do you know your spiritual family is more important than your natural family? Amen. Because your spiritual family, we're going to live for eternity. That's right. Together. Hallelujah. But if some of our natural family members don't get saved, don't receive Jesus, guess what? You'd be separated for eternity. So our spiritual family is much more important than our natural family. Amen. We need to love one another. That's right. Amen. Amen. So if Sister Jane Doe look at you funny, don't get mad. Don't start talking about her. Pray for her. Amen. Sister Doe need prayer. Yes. Amen. If Brother John Doe is not acting the way he should act, pray for Brother John. He needs prayer. You still with me? Amen. Love is very important to Jesus.
Amen.
All right, let's finish reading this verse 8. It says, love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. But now I want you to drop down also to verse 13. It says, now abideth faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is what?
Love.
The greatest of these is what?
Love.
Why do you think that it is so difficult to walk in love? Because love is the greatest. And love never fails. Amen. So we want to examine ourselves when it comes to the love walk. Amen. Remember, when we choose to hate or despise someone, it don't hurt that person we hate or despise. Who does it affect? Us. It affects us. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want to read, turn in your Bibles to 1 John chapter 4. And please, folks, take this very serious. Amen. Because when we stand before the Lord one day at the judgment seat of Christ, and notice I didn't say white throne judgment, I said judgment seat of Christ. That's where the believers will stand before the Lord. Amen. We're not being judged as to whether we go to heaven or hell or the lake of fire. That's not that type of judgment. Matter of fact, white throne judgment, anybody that's at the white throne judgment, they're doomed already. Amen. Because that's the reason they're there. God will let them know why they're going to hell or why they're going to the lake of fire. They're already condemned. They already been sentenced to eternal damnation. But they're not going without understanding why. You understand? But now at the judgment seat of Christ, we will stand before him and give an account of our service. We're not going to the lake of fire. We're born again. This is the family that will stand before him. And Christ will reward us according to our works. You hear me? Amen. At judgment seat of Christ, he will reward us according to our works. And one of the things he's going to ask us about, I believe with all my heart, one of the things he's going to ask us about or talk to us about is our love walk. Remember, I believe last week we read that God is love. God is love. Amen. Praise God. So he's going to reward us also according to our love walk. If we walked in love in spite of everything that came against us and folks talking about us, folks mistreating us, doing us wrong, cheating us or whatever, if we continue to walk in love in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will be rewarded for that. Hallelujah. We'll be rewarded for that. So that's the reason it's important that we walk in love towards one another. Let me read it again, then we'll move on. And now abideth faith, hope, and love. These three. Finish it. Say it again. But the greatest of these is love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. turn to Proverbs chapter 6. First John 4:16, for God himself is love. All right, First John 4:16. But I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 6. And also, hold your place there at Proverbs chapter 6. I mentioned this. And let me go ahead and read it from the Word of God. And you can write this down. You can turn there if you want to. Matter of fact, go ahead and turn there with me. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5. And we're going back to Proverbs 6 now, but Matthew 5. I mentioned it earlier, so I want to... read it to you. Jesus is teaching here in Matthew chapter 5. Look at verse 43. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said this, verse 43, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. See, a lot of people living by that principle today. But Jesus says, no, 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 no. He says, but I say to you, verse 44, but I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. You see that? You see that? Let me read verse 44 again. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. What does that do, Pastor? Well, let me tell you what it does. It takes a load off of your shoulder. Bitterness, hate, unforgiveness is very heavy. It's very heavy, and it will weigh you down. But when you make a decision to do Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, you take all that weight off of you and you become free, because that person that you hate or persons that you hate no longer have you in bondage. You are no longer a slave to them, because people become slaves to the person or people they hate. You know that, don't you? Because they're on your mind. They're on your mind when you're eating supper. They're on your mind when you go to bed. They're on your mind when you get up. They're on your mind throughout the day, and you're just running through your mind all the bad things they did to you, and all that weight is just getting heavier and heavier and heavier. But when you forgive them, it sets you free. It sets you free. Hallelujah. Amen. Doesn't matter whether they change or not. What matters is, do we change? Do we change? Hallelujah. All righty. Proverbs chapter 6. Go a few more minutes here. Hallelujah. Y'all still out there?
Amen.
Drop down to verse 16. It says, these six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. And then he proceeds to list the six things that God hates. And I'm going to come back to the six things that God hates. But I want to look at verse 7, the seventh thing first, and then we'll go back to the other. The seventh thing we find in verse 19, one who sows discord among the brethren. You see that? One who sows discord among the brethren. The Bible says that's an abomination to him. See, love is so important to God that when we choose not to walk in love, or when we choose to get involved in strife. See, people can strive, but we don't have to join them. Let me say that again. People can strive. People are people. People going to do what people do, ain't they? Aren't they? They're going to do what people do. We do not have to join in. I won't go into it, but I'm sharing about a situation that happened when I was in the service, some things that took place. This was back in the early 70s. And the popular thing to do would have been to join in. But that would have been the wrong thing to do. So I made a decision that I was not going to be a part of that. Because it wasn't right. Y'all hear me? It wasn't right. So I made a decision not to participate. That was not a popular decision. But I made the right decision. Amen?
Amen.
When there's, listen to me, and I know we have people watching the live stream as well. When there's strife among the body of Christ, when there's strife in the church, don't join in.
Amen.
Keep yourself free.
Amen.
And talk to the Lord and say, Lord, what do I need to do about this situation? Do I need to stay here or do I need to get out? Talk to the Lord. But I will not join in. I will not join in. I'll pray for these folks, but I refuse to be a part as a child of God. Anything that glorifies the devil, I refuse to be a part. Because we just read, the seventh thing is an abomination to God, and that's the person that spreads or causes discord among the brethren. Discord among the brethren. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to have to quit. But let me say this to you. I've been around a long time. I've been saved a long time. And one thing I have learned is that Christians can be the most sensitive people. Some, not all. I'm not putting everybody in the same basket. Some. Now, I'm not even talking about new Christians. But some can be so sensitive over anything. I know as pastor, I have to be careful what I say. Although I'm not going to bite my tongue, I'm going to tell the truth. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Can I get amen for the truth? God loves the truth. Amen. Sometimes people misunderstand what you say. But we've got to get beyond that as a church. And I'm not talking about this church. I'm just talking about the body of Christ now. Amen. I'm talking about the body of Christ. Have got to get beyond that. Why? Because that is a distraction. Jesus told us that we are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. If we are the light of the world, guess what? The world is looking at us. You hear me?
Amen.
Hear me? We are the light of the world. Guess what? The world is looking at us because Jesus has set us on a hill for all to see. He wants us to be seen. He wants us to be seen. The world looks at us for two reasons mainly. They may look to us because they're looking for answers, and we can give them answers. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Secondly, they look at us, find fault. Something that they can say, yeah, they say they're Christians, but. You ever notice that especially if the person is well known, when a Christian fails or falls or make a bad decision, sins, boy, it gets spread all over. There's something going on right now. We'll make sure everybody know about it. Because we are a light. We're a light. We're sitting on a hill for all to see. And so we must make sure that we don't lose sight of that fact. That we are to walk in love, we are to love one another. We are a witness to this lost world. Come on.
Amen.
And listen to this. The devil, and I'm getting ready to close, the devil wants to destroy your testimony.
Amen.
You hear me? The devil wants to destroy your testimony. He wants to dim your light. He wants to dim your light. Don't allow him to do that. All right? Amen. Now, I hope this has been a blessing to you. I know this hadn't been made necessarily foot stomping, but, you know, there's a time for that. You hear me? There's a time for that. And then there's a time when we need to just settle down, relax, and receive God's word.